For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump confirms he's told lawmakers to get $5.6 billion to fund a border wall, or he's prepared for a government shutdown that lasts months or even years. In a Rose Garden briefing at the White House, the president says a resolution could come quickly, but action on young immigrant dreamers will probably have to wait on the Supreme Court.
We want to do what's right, and we want to do it all at one time. We don't want to take it in pieces. We just don't want to do that. And DACA is going to be a great subject. I look forward to discussing it. We'll discuss it at another time. But there are a lot of great things that can happen with DACA if the Democrats want to do that.
President Trump says if necessary, he could declare a national emergency at the border and get the money for a wall by executive order. On the issue of trade talks with China.
I think we will make a deal with China. I really think they want to. I think they sort of have to. And I think we're going to have a great relationship. I think that President Xi and myself have a great relationship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't like the profane language used by a new House member who predicted the House will impeach President Trump, although Pelosi tells MSNBC it's no worse than what Trump himself has said. During a briefing at the White House, the president called the remarks disrespectful, but said he's not concerned about the future.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job. That's the way I view it. I've probably done more in the first 2 years than any president, any administration in the history of our country.
Pelosi says she's not interested in pursuing impeachment without more facts, calling it divisive, and she wants the new Democratic majority in the House to be unified. And President Trump commented Friday on the jobs numbers for December.
I imagine you've all seen the incredible job growth, 312,000 jobs, which took everybody by surprise. Estimates range from 160 to 180,000.
It was an encouraging display of strength for an economy in the midst of a trade war, slowing global growth, and a partial government shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Many folks are eliminating sugar from their diet in hopes of losing weight. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Researchers are still trying to figure out if artificial sugar and sweeteners is as bad for you or better for you than real sugar. David Zenzinko is author of the Zero Sugar Cookbook. He joins NBC's Today Show and talks about surveys and studies that discuss sugar, real versus fake.
Yeah, and the jury's still out on that. The study concluded that it might be better to have diet soda with artificial sweeteners rather than have sugary soda, but more long-term studies are needed.
Okay.
The good news is what we're talking about here today is no artificial sweeteners or added sugar.
Zenzinko says don't fear if you have a sweet tooth.
Well, again, we're only talking about eliminating added sugars. That's all we're talking about. And the benefits are myriad. I think the single best resolution you can make is to cut out added sugars wherever you can. You're going to start to lose a lot of belly fat. Some of our panelists lost up to 16 pounds in 14 days. You're then going to boost your metabolism, which in turn is going to help you eliminate bloating. You're going to help slash your diabetes risk. 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. And then overall, you're just going to dramatically improve your weight.
Ford is recalling more than 953,000 vehicles worldwide to replace passenger airbag inflators that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The move includes over 782,000 vehicles in the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.